Ray Spalding is standing over a fry pan full of sliced green apples. He's sautéing them in front of a cooking class at the Portland VA.
I feel like I'm on the Martha Stewart show.
You are.
Spalding is 85 years old. He served in the Air Force from 1948 to 1952. Standing next to him is Jessica Mooney, a clinical dietitian at the VA.
This is caramelizing.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Spalding's making cooked apples sprinkled with a little bit of cinnamon. Today's class is about ways to make healthier desserts like brownies made with cocoa, Splenda, and pureed black beans rather than flour and sugar. Mooney, the VA dietitian, says the class is part of a series. Veterans cooked healthier breakfasts, dinners, and snacks. She says they also learned about portion control and how to read nutritional labels.
So majority of our veterans have some type of health issue that could be managed through or improved through diet and exercise.
Spalding says he's taking the course because he was hospitalized several times in the last few years before finally being diagnosed with diabetes.
Well, I have a better understanding about what's going into the food and the components of the food I'm eating and using in my cooking. So I will be able to control things like my blood sugar, which is a real trial for me because I like sweets.
Spalding is among the 27% of veterans with diabetes, more than twice the national average for all Americans. And that's on top of the nearly 80% of overweight and obese vets.
There are a number of reasons.
Michelle Goldschmidt is Health Promotion and Disease Prevention Program Manager at the Portland VA.
Food, addictively, works exactly the same neurons in the brain as other addictive substances such as alcohol and drugs.
Goldschmidt says veterans face unique challenges after their military experience.
Homelessness, job challenges, PTSD, issues related to their war experiences. That adds up to using what could be considered to be a socially available and acceptable outlet, and eating is one of them.
The VA is taking responsibility for solving a problem they say began in the military. When they were in the service, most vets had the cooking done for them, so they never learned how. And many of those who can cook are used to cooking for hundreds or thousands. Beyond that, Mooney says, soldiers don't get a lot of time to eat.
It takes 20 minutes for your stomach to tell your brain you're full. So if they're eating quickly, they could eat significantly more than if they enjoyed their meal. And that's kind of what we're doing in the cooking classes. We're talking about sight, smell, how to create a plate that's beautiful and also tastes good and is healthy.
Since 2013, when the Portland VA first offered a cooking class, about 150 veterans have enrolled. That's hardly enough to curb an obesity epidemic. But Goldschmidt says right now there isn't enough funding to serve all of the Portland VA's 65,000 primary care patients at 13 clinics.
And it would be nice to go from the Dalles to Newport to Bend, where we have the rest of our clinics. If we were able to do that on a regular basis, there would be far more classes. But we don't have enough registered dietitians.
Back in the cooking class, Ray Spalding is already planning to sign up for an advanced class this winter. He reaches his hand into the pan of simmering apples, fishes one out, and pops it in his mouth.
Is it good?
It's wonderful. Want a bite?
No.
Mooney says other VAs around the country have more robust cooking programs, but expanding here will take more money.